This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and let's start with gas prices. Today, President Biden is expected to give a speech that will call on Congress to suspend federal gas and diesel taxes for 3 months. Also expected to call on states to remove their taxes. Governor Charlie Baker, it seems like he would like that idea. Here's Governor Baker at the beginning of the month talking about state gas taxes.
No, the state can certainly suspend the gas tax. Many other states have suspended their gas tax. We could certainly suspend our gas tax as well. Gas taxes have been incredibly strong this year. They've come in so far about 9%. Several proposals were made before the legislature, which we thought should absolutely be part of the conversation.
The governor speaking in front of a construction site there, just one of many industries that have been affected by gas prices, which today, the average gallon of gas, regular, in Massachusetts sits at $4.985, so basically just shy of $5, according to AAA. What happens if prices stay there, park there? What do we do? How do we react? How will it affect us? Well, we've invited Alex Weatherall, owner of Sherburn Fuel, a gas station in Sherburn, Massachusetts, here to Studio 2. He's run Sherburn Fuel for the past 12 years with his wife, and he's also the vice president of the New England Convenience Store and Marketers Association. Alex, welcome.
Very nice of you to have me, Tiziana. Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Would you welcome that move by the federal government and by the state?
I guess what I would say that it's the taxpayers' money. It's the government's money. They can do what they want. My observation would be, to your point, if gas is at $5 a gallon, Massachusetts tax is 24 cents a gallon. So it's 5-6% of that cost. And I think it's significant, but it's not a game changer, would be my guess, from the perspective of someone who's trying to fill up a Dodge pickup truck with $150 worth of gas.
And gas prices, as I understand it, Alex, have been a game changer for customers.
Well, they really have. My peers on the board of directors of NEXIMA, our sensitivity is toward the layperson, the tradesman, people lower down on the socioeconomic scale who live farther away from us here in Boston. If they're driving longer distances to work and they're having to fill up a big gold truck with gasoline, the pain is being felt by them first. And we see that. We see it every day. It's not fun.
What are you hearing from customers?
A nice example. I have a friend of mine who's got a small farm in Sherburn, and it's a family farm, and they keep horses and so on and so forth. And one day I saw him in a junky old gas-driven truck. I said, Matt, what is that? He says, well, the reality is his everyday truck's a diesel, beautiful truck, and he's put it aside because diesel's so expensive. So it's real. It's painful.
What is, do you know off the top of your head what diesel is at your station today or
yesterday? I don't sell diesel. I wish I did. But if I go north to Route 9, it's $6.39 a gallon. It's outrageous. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Now, the perception, I think, is that your business does better when gas prices are higher. Is that, in fact, the case?
Well, the reality is the opposite. We suffer as street prices go up. And the reason is it's a pure commodity, and any commodity, whether it's coffee or flour or sugar or gasoline, it's much harder to pass along increases, which are painful for us to do, believe it or not, as the price is going up, because it's so competitive. I look at the other guy and what is he pricing at, and I can't only go but so far. And so as my cost goes up, my dollar margin narrows, believe it or not.
And that's kind of the point here, right? That you, as I understand it, there are wholesalers who negotiate the price of gas for providers like you. You then have to buy it at that price and sell it. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, that's about right. And so my wholesaler is a small family-run company, nice people out of southern Maine, and they struggle to find me the best cost they can, and they do the best they can. And I'm to some extent, you're right. You said it very well. We're all at risk of what the market has to bear. And lately, it's been a little bit painful.
So I'm struck by one other thing. You made the comparison to other commodities like sugar or flour or those things have gotten a lot more expensive, too.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
But is your demand – so how am I trying to ask this, Alex? Do you have a captive market, though? People have to get from point A to point B.
Well, I'll say this, though, Tiziana. I was excited. You know, January, February, March, April, my gasoline gallons were surging. And I run a nice store. We've worked really hard. You know, unless you constantly reinvest and do the right thing and smile at everybody and treat people well, the business will find somewhere else to go, as you say. I was surging in my gasoline prices through the first 4 months. And then here comes May when prices spiked and I'm dead flat. And okay. I feel lucky because my store is in a pretty affluent environment. But it's clear to me that as I mentioned, tradespeople, people who have a harder time pulling their budgets together, are the ones suffering first. And it always works its way up, you know. It's.
And to be clear, you're saying that you were selling a lot of gas and it was increasing, and then the price hikes really came into effect and flattened out.
My rate of increase came to a screeching halt.
All right. So, Alex, sit tight now, because I'm going to turn to another voice. Jay Zagorski is also here with us in Studio 2. He is a senior lecturer at Boston University's Questrom School of Business and has studied the gas and oil economy extensively. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you very much for having me, Tiziana.
So, starting just with reactions from what you just heard from Alex.
When looking at the gasoline stations, I don't know how Alex feels about this, but many times the profit is not in selling the gasoline. It's in selling other things, selling the coffee, selling the scratch tickets, selling the car wash, maybe doing some small mechanical repairs. The gasoline provides a little bit of profit, but not much.
Is that right, Alex?
It's true. I have to make money on gasoline. But Jay's right. If I'm not doing everything I can to reinvest in an attractive store, the merchandise, milk, eggs, beer, wine, then I'm not going to succeed.
Got it. So it's kind of a both and. So Jay, as I understand it, and I think this is important for people to know, there are basically three big inputs that drive the price of a gallon of gas. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So there's taxes. There's the refinery and marketing, and then there's basically the distribution, what Alex is talking about here. And President Biden today is going to talk about removing some of the taxes. In particular, there's an 18.4 cents a gallon federal tax, which has been pretty much the same for almost 30 years. So inflation terms, it's dramatically smaller, even though the actual dollar amount is the same. And he's probably going to make an announcement. I don't know exactly when. I'm not privy to when the White House decides to make these kind of things.
Few are.
Right. But here's the one number I'd like listeners to understand. The average adult in the United States uses 1 gallon of gasoline per day. And it's slightly down over time because cars have gotten a little bit more efficient. There's also a few more electrics on the road. But basically, it's 1 gallon per adult per day. Eliminating 18 cents, right, for 90 days, which is what Joe Biden is talking about, means a savings of about $16.56, if you want to be precise. Basically, you're going to get a free large pizza. Now, I don't think that's going to dramatically change Alex's business, right? That if the price comes down by 18 cents and the wholesaler might not pass on that whole 18 cent, he might only pass or she might only pass on 14 or 15 cents of that savings. So the typical person is not going to see great relief at the pump if President Biden does declare a 90-day holiday.
So from a policy efficacy standpoint, if what President Biden wants to do is provide relief, this won't provide substantial relief. It'll give you one free pizza.
Basically, it'll give you one free pizza per adult. Now, President Biden is also trying to arm twist the states into giving some relief. And here in Massachusetts, the state gasoline tax is 24 cents a gallon. So together, the grand total is going to be less than $40 over 90 days if Charlie Baker goes along and can convince other politicians in Massachusetts to go along with President Biden's proposal. I don't know about you, but $40 savings isn't much, especially since most of that money goes back to the Highway Trust Fund for repairing our roads. So what we have is we have a short-term trade-off, save a little bit of the pump, but in the long term, our roads are in much worse shape. And let me tell you a quick personal story. I was driving on 128, which is the ring road surrounding Boston, last week, and I hit a nasty pothole, and I destroyed my front passenger tire, and it cost me $175. I would rather not get a free pizza from the government. I would rather they put the money back into the highways and keep repairing the roads so I don't have to do major expenses on repairing my car.
All right. So I'm going to bring in a listener voice here. We got a lot of input from people in our texting group on this subject. And if you want to join our texting group, text the word Boston to 617-766-0382. That's Boston to 617-766-0382 to get started. Shanika from Acton left us this voicemail.
I'm around Acton, Massachusetts, and I travel all the way up close to Hudson, New Hampshire, for work, and it is like, yeah, every 3 days, like $70, and the cheapest my car to get filled was like $27-$28, and that was like 5 years ago probably. And how things have changed, wow, just in 5 years. A lot.
So first to you, Jay, and then over to Alex. Jay, $40 might really matter then. Now, I understand it's distributed over time, but if you're paying $70 every 3 days, that could be almost a free tank of gas once. For some workers, could that not make a difference?
For 1 or 2% of workers, it could. But in the United States, the typical family spends, or spent last year, about $2,100 on gasoline. $40 savings on a $2,000 expense, it's just, okay, I'm always happy to get a free fill-up. I'm always happy to get a free pizza, or I'm always happy to get anything free. But it doesn't make a significant difference.
Okay, so in the next 30 seconds or so, Jay, what will?
Unfortunately, President Biden has no ability in the short term to make significant differences. He's tried taking gas from the Petroleum Strategic Reserve. Didn't make any impact. He's suggesting lowering the gas tax. In the short term, his options, there really aren't any good ones.
All right. With that in mind, I'll turn back to you, Alex, who owns the gas station. So what do you do to stay afloat and to keep your customers afloat in this short term?
Well, you lie awake in bed in the early morning hoping that when you look at your next street price, the cost I'll have to pay to fill up my tanks, that it's coming down or at least staying level. And what we've seen, and in addition to, I sympathize with Jay. I mean, what we've taught in college, this notion of supply and demand does work. I started to see, and we've seen it in the news, where beginning about a week ago tomorrow, the cost to me started to drift down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason for that, according to my wholesaler, I talk to him every once in a while, is supply-demand curves work. As the price goes up, people change their habits. The markets do work. Now, that's unfortunately, that reflects Shamiqua's, the caller's, pain. I mean, she's had to probably compromise her life and drive less, and that's not nice either. And
right.
So none of this, Jay's right. There's so little that Biden can do in the short term.
All right. From there, I think we'll stop for now on that happy note. Alex Weatherall is owner of Sherburn Fuel in Sherburn, Massachusetts, owned that gas station for 12 years with his wife. Jay Zagorski is senior lecturer at the Questrom School of Business at Boston University. Fantastic education from both of you. I appreciate you both making the effort to come in and teach us about gas prices.